Okay, welcome. You're listening to the Kres Files podcast with Adam and Garth, and it's Thursday the 22nd of October 2015. Folks can grab this podcast over at iTunes and also podomatic.com, but you can go to our website, of course, as well, which is krazfiles.com, always C-R-A-Z-Z for Kraz, and plenty of news links going up each day, lots to look at, and a ton of podcasts up there as well. Our new podcast will be displayed on the front page, so you can subscribe via RSS feed and download, listen while you're on the site, whatever you'd like to. We're also over on Facebook under The Kraz Files, if you want to check us out there. Podcasts go up there as well. And as usual, thank you very much to everybody out there for tuning in each week, having a listen to our podcasts. Okay, we are plugged in, Garth, ready to go.
Another one, another dive in the deep end.
Yeah, yes. We've got a few this week, another podcast tomorrow and again next week with John Rappaport, so very busy.
You're wearing me out.
Yeah, I know. It's so much information to keep pouring through.
I can't keep up with it.
Lots to go through. And today we're going to talk with our guest, Diane Olive, all the way from the United States, so it's going to be a great show. Diane, welcome to independent media all the way in Australia.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show. I look forward to talking with you both.
Yeah, great. And why don't we plug straight in and get moving with this. And you had a pretty terrible experience with mites and or Morgellons disease that was given to you and came into your house. And a pretty terrible experience from what I've heard you talking about. As I said when we first started, it's not something I see a lot of in Australia, Morgellons, but I'm noticing just looking and searching on the websites and looking in the United States, it seems pretty chronic, and you copped it. So we're going to go through that today and also talk about your book a little bit, but more on solutions as we discussed with you before we started on how we can help people with this goddamn thing that right. seems to be plaguing the earth, whether it's unnatural or natural. We don't know what this is. It seems to be new. I think it's unnatural, in its nature. But obviously yourself and people have suffered tremendously. And I can't imagine what that must have been like for you. Just absolutely horrifying. A real horror movie, really. Take your time and you got the floor. Lead us through what happened to you and how you got it, and we'll just go from there. It's the best thing to do, I think.
Okay, so that starts off with a woman who I knew, a friend of mine. We were going to a spiritual retreat, and we were in an airplane, and she started telling me all about this new disease called Morgellons disease, where fibers were coming out of people. They had bugs coming out of them, and it was scaring me, and I didn't want to hear about it. Just pretty much ignored her, didn't want to talk about this. And I was going for relaxation and got to the retreat, and this woman had gone up and asked the teacher to bless her so that she could help these people. So it's pretty ironic that 8 weeks later, a woman comes into my home, just coincidence. No one knew any of these different people. It was coincidence that she came into my home. She came in the third time. And she hugged me, and I caught it from her. And she had been camping in Los Angeles, California, and she had gotten mites. She thought she had mites, and she had came down to San Diego to go for healing. And we had a special healer here, and that's how I met her, through a friend. And he did not help her, but she gave it to me accidentally, and when she hugged me, something had come into me, and I knew kind of right away. I felt something that came from her when I stood so close And about 7 days later, I had a full-blown case of this weird, weird illness. I didn't know what it was at that time. I had white, tiny balls in my nose. I started having little tiny, like sand and black sand, mainly white sand coming out of my face, fuzz balls on my face. I started having goop in my hairline. Each hair on my head started having a tiny, tiny little hair growing out of each hair. I saw a bug actually on my back. There was hairs growing out. You have little tiny hairs on your back. And I never even noticed that, but I took a magnifying mirror to look at my back, and I actually saw a clear bug going up and down the hairline. So, I mean, I knew for a fact I had a bug. I had gone to sleep, and the bugs would crawl down my forehead. They infested my hairline, bottom and top. So you can imagine the torture to have something crawling on your bottom constantly and in your hairline. And the bugs would crawl from my top of my head down into my eyes and into my eyebrows. So I couldn't sleep. And so I started putting Vaseline on my forehead to stop the bugs from crawling. So I'm absolutely positive I caught this from a bug. A lot of people don't know that Morgellons can be started from a bug bite, but it's not just mites that I'm seeing. I have people calling me who said they got bit by, you know, head lice, or they got bit by a fly, you know. So it's different things that they're getting it from, but mainly a mite bite that I'm hearing. I purchased a company to help the people called Genes All Natural Products that I probably won't have it that much longer, but I've been helping for about 4 years. So I got to hear a lot of people's stories and how they had gotten it. I always ask the customers, how did you get this illness? And they always have a story about how they contacted it, which was real interesting to watch them and show them what I did to help them get better. So I just kept teaching them. I called the woman who gave it to me and asked her how to get better. And she gave me some ideas. One idea was to take my clothes and put it in a bin with a plastic top. And we put menthol crystals in the bin. We started treating the air of my home with cedar fogging in the beginning, my husband and I. So this wasn't something that nobody could see, like the doctors and the government acts like it's not really existent and that, you know, we're all like crazy. Thousands of people are just crazy because we think we have bugs on us. But that is absolutely untrue because my husband, my son was living here. You could see all the bites. I had 300 bites on my body. You could see the fuzz balls. You could see the sand. My husband had to take out of my fingertips. I had black sand coming out, little tiny things in my fingertips, and he took a needle and pulled them out. I had gotten on the bottom of my feet. I had stepped on the ground, and the bacteria was in the air of my home. It just started multiplying everywhere. Wherever I walked, this bacteria was spreading and creating the stuff in the air, and it was creating things on the ground. And so when I walked, the bacteria would go into my feet and cause like little tiny holes with white things coming out of the holes, which was, all this is painful, right? Your skin already all of a sudden opens up. You feel like you have 1,000 pins in you, like needles sticking in you. It was so horrible. I would sit and cry every single day. My husband used to watch me cry. Although he can see what was going on. He helped me with my feet. He helped, you know, pull out the white things out of my feet. We put oregano oil on my feet, and we put it on my back for all the bites. And I had open sores, and we just put oregano oil on it. And boom, it was so quick how fast the oregano oil would heal it for my feet. You know, everybody's body's different. Oregano oil is really strong. It's very powerful. You cannot take oregano oil right from the bottle and put it on your skin. It's way too strong. It has to be cut with at least 50% to 60% olive oil. And when you go to the health food store, if you look at the ingredients, you'll see oregano oil and olive oil on the ingredients because you can't put that directly on your skin. And I started to treat my hair with oregano oil and olive oil. I put 50% more olive oil in because it's so powerful it would burn my eyes. Now, there are certain oregano oils that didn't work for this. There are certain ones that are from other countries. But the one from the United States, the ones that are in the health food store, not online, the one on the health food store worked perfectly. So I had to be really careful. I'd buy the ones online and they would be too weakened with olive oil and it wouldn't work. So you had to really watch your oregano oil and it had to be very powerful. Like if it didn't sting for an hour, it doesn't work. So it will hurt. Like, and there's, I think it's a Turkish olive oregano oil, and that one doesn't work at all.
I think the Alex Jones InfoWars, I've heard him talking about, they have one of the best. It's a wild Mediterranean oil or something. So I'm not bought it, but I've heard it's good.
Yeah, I wonder where that's coming from, but the Now company has a real good one.
Wow, I've heard that for years, people telling me oregano oil is just fantastic. But that's amazing you had such a quick reaction to the oil.
the oil was under attack. It was a miracle for me.
Yeah, wow.
It would start healing everything up. God. I started to go online and started to research, trying to find help. And my son actually went online. He felt so sorry for me, and he tried to find help for me. And we learned that fogging help does with cedar oil. From Cedarside Company, we would fog our whole house, and that really, really helped. My husband, I turned him into an exterminator. He would go through, and we put goggles on him, and it was horrible, and gloves, and he would fog up the house. We'd go stay in a hotel, so it started running us up a pretty penny, you know, to be doing that all the time. So eventually we changed and we started using cedar diffusing oil. So from Aroma Ace diffuser, and then we put pure mountain cedar oil. It was prepared specially for this problem. It's called mountain cedar oil. And that would really help. All of these products you can go online. Everything I talk about, you can go online and find these products. I found Mary from Hawaii. She started to teach me how, and the products that she took didn't help me. She took HCl, hydrochloric acid, for digestion, but that didn't work for me. It irritated my stomach lining. She told me about cat's claw. Her cat's claw was a liquid cat's claw. It didn't help me at all, but when I found cat's claw by Now, the company Now Extract, that one really helped me.
Yeah.
And what I went to, all the itching, crawling sensation went off my head. But I really have to take a lot of products. I still have to take products because the bacteria actually still is in my body. So if I stop the products, then the illness will come back. But I live a complete normal life now. I'm not contagious. I did give it to my mother, which was a nightmare. She begged to see me after 6 months. And I went and saw her. We sat kitty corner at a restaurant. Four cedar kitty corner, because I was so afraid of giving it to her, and I still gave it to her. And it started off the illness with both of us. The very first symptoms of the illness was strange vibrations in our brains coming streaking across our brain. And I never told her that I had that symptom of the illness. And then she started talking to me about that she was getting this symptom, and I realized, oh my God, she has the same illness as me. And she got all the exact same symptoms. It was interesting how it would manifest on her body. It was different than mine. Areas that I would get a lot of it, like my face, she did not get it on her face at all. But she got it. Her arms are really bad, and she got it on her back. And she was just miserable. At that time, around the 8th month, I started figuring out the illness. I just kept going, you know, on the internet, calling people, talking to people, trying products. By the end of the year, I was down in the hole $20,000 just trying to find products and inexpensive products, because I didn't have a lot of money. My husband's a school teacher and I didn't work, and we don't have a lot of funds to finance something like this. Luckily, we never took a bunch of money off of our home equity line, so we were able to borrow off our house to help pay for it all, and then we paid it back. But it was really awful to see these people out there who have no income, and they're getting these horrible diseases, and they can't help themselves. They don't have the funds. So there were some things I tried in the beginning. One was MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution. The governments all over the world are ganging up. They do not want the people using this product. I used this product for 7 months, and it kept the illness at bay so I could live and function. But I still didn't feel right. And after 7 months, my body had enough of it. It didn't want it anymore, but it did help me be able to get out again. And it did help stop the bacteria infection for me a little bit. And when I start finding other products that help me more and strengthen my body, like Max GXL and Core Artemisia Blend and Opaline Dry Oxy. So these are all products I started taking to help myself. At the same time I was using the MMS, I was using Nutrisilver too, and that helped me a lot. Chloritis Silver. But I want to back up just to talk about the MMS Miracle Mineral Solution. It heals malaria in 24 hours. I have seen online the Red Cross proving that it heals malaria. So I don't understand why the governments want it off the market. Right now, if we can all pray for Daniel Smith. He's sitting in a jail cell. All he's guilty of is selling MMS, which is a water purifier. But right now, he's sitting in a jail cell, and he's asking the whole world if they would pray for him to help him. And I really believe in the power of prayer. I know that. I've seen experiments. I've seen where people have prayed, and they've helped people through prayer. So I'm hoping that everyone tries every single day to pray for him, to help him. He was honest, and he didn't flee the country like a lot of people are fleeing. He was honest and said, hey, let's try to fight this thing. And Miracle Mineral Solution, I think, is a really powerful tool to help people with their health. But they do have to know about the side effects of that product. Like, for instance, you could throw up if you take it with an empty stomach. So anyways, I started to use Nutrisilver, and Nutrisilver is really powerful. I don't like it in large quantities like they suggest. I like it in smaller quantities. It became toxic to me in large quantities. I had too much silver in my body. I started getting burning on my feet. I do 3 drops a day of Nutrisilver. I did build up like they asked me to. I think I build up to like 15 drops a day, maybe twice a day. And then I when I started getting healthier and healthier, I started to cut back and cut back and cut back. But that product is amazing. Yeah, of course, I think everybody knows what Nutrisilver, it kills bacteria. And for that particular bacteria, a lot of people were helped, not everybody. So we have to be clear on that, you know, with the governments the way they are, that this may help you, this could help you, this might help you. I don't know. Everybody's immune system is different. I'm just trying to give out information so people can help themselves. And I think in our society, we become very handicapped and very dependent on our government to fix our problems. And the people are not thinking of how can they do things on their own? How can they help their own health? And because it's been so long, for so many years, that we depend on a government and their elected system to heal us, and with only drugs. And I talked about that in my book. I don't know if you're aware of that. With our government in the United States, the FDA has a rule in there. And the rule is that if you want to have a product to say that it will heal something, let's say, for instance, MMS, let's say you want to say it heals malaria, so we should be able to use it, you would have to pay the FDA $900,000 because it's a natural product and nobody can have patent rights. So let's say stevia, for instance. Dr. Teifu Chen had a product that's called stevia leaf, and it used to be illegal to use here in the United States for your health. And everybody knew all over the world that stevia leaf was used as a sweetener. But here in the United States, we weren't allowed to because that was a new product to our country. And anything new would have to be, you would have to pay the FDA $900,000 to research. And let's say you have a drug that you need to have it researched because you want to say it heals some particular problem. You would have to pay the FDA, the Food and Drug Association, $1.8 million, right? Yeah, that's it. So we're $900,000 for natural products, and $1.8 million for anything that's a drug. So you can see how unfair that is. So nobody can patent a natural product. So nobody goes and pays the $900,000 because you wouldn't have exclusive rights to it. So basically, our rules are setting us up for failure. So what happens is the rich get richer with their drugs and the poor get poorer because the poor are only given information on how to use drugs. And I've had people call me up who said, you know, I'm paying $500 a month. I'm a senior citizen. I'm on retirement and I'm paying $500 a month for drugs. That's crazy when there's so many natural products that could be used to help the elderly that wouldn't cost them so much. So we're getting into a system of no education for us. They don't want us to educate ourselves. And you can see with a house, we're allowed to build our own house, right? We're allowed to go and build a car, but our bodies basically has a label on it made by the government and do not touch, you know, it's off limits. You can only do it our way through drugs. And that's just not how God wanted it. That is not how we are supposed to be here. We come here, we walk on this path to have things for free. Basically, we should have knowledge where we can grow our own plants to heal ourselves. And you can see everything in nature is self-replicating. The human being is self-replicating. It's all free, right? They have sex and they have a baby. It's all free. Everything is supposed to be free here. It's not supposed to be costing all of this money. So the clouds create rain for free. Everything here is multiplying. And you can see when you put plants, like I have arugula growing in my garden, and arugula just self-seeds itself. It's amazing. Plant. And so that's another thing that people aren't understanding when they try to make seeds that don't self-replicate themselves and they want to patent seeds and they don't realize why we're here. And we're here to help each other and to love each other and to forgive each other. So everyone has pretty much gotten things topsy-turvy. You know, they don't understand why we're here on this earth and how we're accountable for all our actions. And everything is seen and everything is heard, even our thoughts. And like everything's pretty much gone about what God is and that there is another system of people watching us and observing our actions here. And so that's another really weird thing about this planet is people doing a lot of really wrong things to the earth, thinking they're not accountable, but they are. So anyways, we'll get back to products. The more products that I took was Max GXL. When I found that product, it was a turning point for my mother and I. I only gave her this Max GXL, and that product has three amino acids in it, has milk thistle in it, has vitamin C in it. And that product really helped us. I take one a day, and she was taking maybe she'd take three every 3 days, and then after about a year, she just stopped. And she healed herself completely just with that one product. She was using some of the Sunrider products, Quinary, Kelly, Fortune Delight. So she was using a few things, B12 spray. I've noticed that helps the people with this illness. I found Opaline Dryoxy. It's a product that would help with oxygen, that puts more oxygen into your body. And that's a really wonderful product for people to try. So we'll just keep talking and I'll keep trying to figure out different products and different things that help people. But I ran into Ramona from the Healing Grapevine, and you can Google her website. So Healing Grapevine on the internet, and you can see all her interesting subjects she writes about. She has infrared light. She wrote about infrared light, and that's when I started to use infrared light heating pad. And I would sit on it for 1 hour, and it really, really helped me. She talked about Willard water, and she had some help from Dr. Staninger. That was a big help for her, a doctor helping her walk her through how to get better. And basically, she would detox her and try to help build her body and strengthen her body. And the infrared light, that's what it does. It strengthens your body. It puts the inner heat. With this disease, your body temperature all of a sudden drops. And, you know, you can see like bats are dying in caves. The whole cave is full of bats and they're all dying and they can't regulate their body temperature. And with Morgellons disease, it's the same thing is happening. Our body temperature gets very, very cold. And then when you wake up in the morning, your body is just drenched in sweat. You're just stripping your clothes. It's unbelievable. I would have to strip my clothes in the middle of the night. Not anymore, but then. And everybody I've talked to, the same story, they're just drenched in sweat. So the body, of course, is trying to work hard and trying to detox itself. And that's why it's doing that. it's working overtime trying to get rid of the impurities. Willard water was really interesting. You can get that online, and it helps pull out impurities. And everything I'm suggesting, they're all natural. So I couldn't find any side effects of anything that I'm taking. The only side effects was the MMS when I first started that product. After 7 months of taking it, I saw some side effects. And the Nutrisilver I did after 7 months of taking it. And then I just lowered my dosage. And some people say that the silver stays in your system. Dr. Staninger thinks so. But, you know, it's healing my body, and I can live a normal life. So I don't really worry about it. You know, I have horrible stories, people calling me up. The stories I hear are just unbelievable of people with bugs coming out of their skin. I had a man who had a bug come out. He said it looked just like a ladybug, but it had golden wings. So the body is starting to become like a Petri dish, and it's starting to grow whatever little tiny eggs or seeds or things that get into the system start to grow right out of the body, like it's soil. You see, it decomposed whatever this bacteria is that we got into our system is decomposing the human body and then being able to grow whatever it wants. It changes the DNA. So we have different research in my book that I write, Natural Ways for Healing Mites and Morgellons. You can go on to Amazon, or you can go on to Genes All Natural Products, and that you spell genes G, like in God, E-N-E-S, Genes All Natural Products, or Amazon, or in the United States, you can go into Barnes & Noble. Do you have Barnes & Noble where you're at in Australia?
Oh, dear.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, well, you can go in there, and you can order the book I just wrote to help the people. So in this book, there's 8 different people's stories and how they help themselves naturally. And I do have a chapter on doctors who also were helping patients, and I put some of the things in there on what they did to help them. In the introduction of the book is written by a nurse, and so we do have doctors and nurses are catching this illness from the patients. And on my section on the doctors, you can see that Dr. Greg Smith, he had patients who had it, and he caught the disease himself, and he had fibers growing out of his feet and I think out of his eye. And he said that he realized that the doctors, nobody would, you know, they didn't believe him, that if he hadn't experienced it for himself, then that really is what is making the people in the medical field believe it when they experience it. But we, you know, I was just talking about the body becoming a Petri dish. You know, we do have some research that I saw online by Vitaly Tsitotsky, and he found that everybody who has this disease tested positive for Agrobacterium. And are you aware of what Agrobacterium is?
No.
Adam? No. Okay. No. Okay. Agrobacterium is what they use for gene slicing. So if you want to put 2 genes together, you want to put a DNA of a fish and you want to put the DNA of a pig, and you want that pig to glow in the dark, you see, they can take that gene and they can slice them.
Splicing,
and
with
Agrobacterium, you put this bacteria, which is natural in the earth, they put that in there and they're able to combine things. So you can go online and you can Google fluorescent pig. Pigs. So you can go and you can see pigs that have been damaged by scientists and made to glow in the dark. Pigs. You can go and Google that and you can find DNA sliced pigs, you know, where they took the pigs are still alive, but they were able to make them glow in the dark. So
Frankenstein.
Yes, correct. And
yeah, so what you're saying, Diane, with this, it seems to me that this is man-made, that it's not a natural disease is, you know, coming in and taking over people's immune system. It appears to me that this has actually been grown in a laboratory.
Yeah. Oh, and unleashed.
Well, what would you comment on that?
I think it could just be all the damage that they're doing, too. If you're damaging the air with chemtrails, if you're damaging the food with GMOs, and you made all the corn, you made it all GMO. Well, there's corn syrup, there's corn powder, there's corn everything. You can't get away from it. So you drink that. Now, that's not everybody showed up. So let's say you take a normal person who doesn't have Morgellons. Agrobacterium didn't show up in their bloodstream. Only the people who had Morgellons disease does it show up. So it could be that my body doesn't cleanse itself properly, which I already did have immune system problems. I had 20 years ago. I've been healthy and strong for 20 years. But 20 years ago, I had Crohn's disease, the celiac. I had allergy to gluten and to dairy. And once I learned that they were bothering me and causing me to have diarrhea, I took them out of my diet and I added Sunrider herbs and boom, I've been healthy and strong for 20 years. But I never really addressed the issue that probably have a weak digestion and I have probably my gallbladder, liver, thyroid function doesn't work properly. And I never really addressed it. I just kind of, I got my health back. And so who cares? I just had to eat a vegetarian diet, eat tons of raw foods, lots of salads and fruit. I had to build up slowly and transfer my diet so I didn't irritate my stomach. But I slowly did food combining, and I was able to eat that way for 20 years. And I was didn't have one problem. I went all over the world. I travel a lot. And I never got sick. And then to get sick in my own home was pretty shocking, you know, to me. My mom was always worried about me traveling so much. You're going to bring home something, you know, and I'm like, I'm fine, and I was. Just who would have heck thought that you'd get it in your own home? You know, we have famous people who are getting it too. Joni Mitchell had it, and Billy Knock, a baseball player, had it. Joni Mitchell's a singer, and she sang a song. You can look up her song online. She sings a song for Morgellons disease. But, you know, you talked about just now about, you know, is this natural? Is this man-made? Well, if you look at our history, you can see 60 years ago, people got this disease too. So not very many. Now we're getting a ton of people. So in Los Angeles and California, there's a lot of people who have it. There's a lot of people who have it in New York now, and there's a lot of people who have it in Florida. So that's where I get most of my phone calls.
Seems weaponized, Garth, as well, that thing.
Yeah, it's strange.
Well,
because,
it seems pretty weird because it infected my air of my home.
Yeah.
It infected my car. It infected my clothes.
Everywhere.
And so I use menthol crystals in my house with a little light. There's these little glass lights, and you can look at Jeans All Natural Products to know what type of light to get. They only cost $17, and they have a glass tray on top. And you put these little menthol crystals, which are derived from peppermint, and you put in the glass top, and it will kill it in the air. So, yes, it does seem like it was something that was created by a scientist because of the way it functioned by infesting everything, and it infested my bathroom. You could see it landing on the counters. I had black granite counters. Yeah, you could see the debris landing. And then once I started treating the air with the menthol crystals and the cedar air diffusing with the Roma Ace diffuser, I started just to heal everything. And I got an animal vacuum. I don't know if you have that company there, Animal.
Dyson.
Yes, that one's a really good. It has a HEPA
filter.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really sucked it up off the ground. And then for the laundry, I use this product by Cedarside called PCO. And then I also use from Jeans All Natural Products, I use a product called NN Orange Clean. And you just add it to your laundry detergent and wash your clothes. And then I would actually, the duck on the dryer, I would spray that with Clean Green just to make sure I was getting it. Clean Green is an enzyme that you add to water. And I would spray it and clean my duck on my dryer. So, yes, I really had to be clean. And my whole life was taken up with cleaning. You just clean 24/7. That's all you do. You live and you clean. Because you become a fanatic, you know, with cleaning because you see debris. So I'd wake up in the morning on the top of my bedspread, there'd be debris, and I'd be washing my bedspread every single day. I was like, how can that possibly be? And I really thought it got into the energy field of my body, and it took my energy field down like you have some type of radar system around your body. And I mean, I've heard of auras. I've seen, I've gone to shows where they take the photograph of your aura, and I have a pretty bright aura. And so I know we do have energy around us, but whatever this was, it definitely took the energy field down around my body. And whenever I was sleeping, it would get, so it was in the energy field around my body. It got into the ears, it got into my nose, it was in my teeth, on my tongue, had thick coating on my tongue. My ears, I'd wake up in the middle of the night, and it felt like I had something growing out of my ears that stuck out 3 inches. You couldn't see it, and you'd bat the ear, and you could feel it a tiny bit. It was almost like a fungus or something that was growing out of my ear, but you could, or it was a nanotechnology. There was this growing. I have no idea. That's the thing about the illness. When I talk to people, I ask them, do not focus on what's wrong because it'll just make you sick. The web pages, looking at all the web pages, there's so many hundreds of web pages trying to show people that this is a real illness. And it scares the people because there's not a whole lot of solutions out there. So my answer was just, you know, not to focus so much on the problem and to focus on solutions. So that's what I tell them when they call me. Let's not tell me the whole story that you have, because I know it's a nightmare. And everybody calls me up crying, men too. Mainly women are calling me, but men call me up and they're crying too. And they all know, they feel like something, a bug or something crawling. We use from Sunrider International, they have a little tiger balm, but I think you could probably go to the health food store and get a tiger balm. And that also helped with that sensation. There's a really itchy, weird sensation that gets under your skin. And you could put that on. That will help after a while. That helps with like the oregano oil to get rid of some of this crawling, this crazy crawling sensation. A lot of the people that get it different. Some people just get the crawling sensation and they have no bites on them, nothing. Other people are covered in bites, but they have no fibers or bugs coming out of them. And it's just their immune system, how their immune system is able to handle the bacteria. And a lot of people who have this, they don't want people to think they have Morgellons disease, and they get very upset. They say, I only have mites. I don't have Morgellons. And I think anybody who has this is Morgellons, because it's such a weird illness. We didn't have this, you know, 20 years ago. I've been helping people with herbs for many, many years through Sunrider International. They have a nice line of herbs to strengthen your immune system, and they're whole foods. And I was helping people with that, and I never heard of this illness.
Well,
and
I heard a lot of illnesses.
I don't know.
Because you mentioned frequencies in your body, like almost electricity going through your brain. And
yes.
I was looking at some documented Morgellons disease sites, you know, where they've confirmed metals and biological mycoplasma and fibers and pseudo-life altered parasites, and this polymer fiber optic material, as we know, also these calcium particulates and stuff. But one they've confirmed is frequencies entering the body through atmospheric manipulation. And we talk about the chemtrails and HAARPGATH as well. Mm. And you said that, Diane. Explain that a little bit, how you felt like this kind of frequencies running through your brain, like almost electric currents, maybe they felt like.
Yes,
that?
It felt like electric current. Absolutely. That's what it felt like. And it went a straight, exact line. I couldn't figure out if it was some type of like a nano chip or something.
It's like it's sending and receiving information.
I got into my brain and was just sending something across the brain.
Signals,
and they were happening over and over and over. So you can imagine how crazy the people who have this illness, they feel absolutely crazy because they're just covered in frequencies and weird itching sensations. And you're just so much sensation, and the sensations will move. So let's say I would have on my ear this weird feeling on my ear. I would take oregano oil and put it all over my earlobe. I'd take a tiny little drop on my fingertip. You never want to pour oregano oil in your ear. You would end up in the hospital. One of my customers did that. So you put a tiny little bit on your fingertip and I'd rub it into my ear. Well, immediately when I would do that, this bacteria would run across into my forehead to get away from the oregano.
So it's like they're alive.
Yes, it seems like it's alive. And if you go online, this is pretty funny. If you go online, I don't remember his name, but if you go on to the Holman Foundation and look up music, you see a man on there. He's singing a song, or maybe you just look up Morgellons. Well, there's songs on there. Look up Morgellons, songs for Morgellons, and you start seeing people, or artists are now writing songs, just like we had Joni Mitchell write a song too. But there is a man in there who is playing a guitar, and he said he talked to the disease, and he told it to leave his body, he demanded it to leave his body. And he said all of a sudden fibers started coming out of him, and it absolutely left his body by him talking to it to make it leave. I, you know, that's just out there, but That's what he says. That's, he sings a whole song about it. You can look it up. I, you know, would talk to it and, you know, say you're welcome here, you know, if you have some lesson to teach me, but then please leave. But it never really has left. Sometimes it seems to go away a little bit and then it will come back. And Dr. Harper, he actually helps people with this disease. He's located in San Diego, California, Solana Beach. Anyways, he helps people, and he tried to walk me through trying to help me get better and showing me what products would be better for me to take. Glutathione was something he suggested, and that helped a lot. And he's really aware of the illness, and he's a medical doctor who definitely knows it's a true illness. And it was really nice to me. It was so awful having this disease, and then nobody will help you. And you would call around, and mainly the web pages, there's nobody there at the other end, you know, to really, who would want to talk to you. And Gene's All Natural Products, he sat there for an hour walking me through that I had to treat four things if I was going to get better. I had to treat the air of my home. I had to treat the skin. And he had a cream called NM Soothing Cream, fabulous cream. Actually heals up cracked, dry skin on my heels. It healed my feet from a fungus I had gotten in India. And I kept putting this cream on my back over and over again, slapping on the cream. And it finally, after about 3 months of putting it on my back, a clear jelly came out of my back. I thought it was some type of biofilm bacteria that had gotten under my skin. And once that film came out of my back, this jelly, clear jelly came out of my back, is when the disease on my back, just really the itching sensation that was so annoying, it basically stopped at that point. And I suffered with this pretty good for about 11 months, I think, and until I really started figuring out how to heal. And that was through just taking herbs. And you can see a lot of people online, they'll talk about what they're taking. And I found by me piling high, I took a lot of different products and 10 different products, and that seemed to do it for me. But everybody's different. Some people have to take 20 products. And you can see that in Susan Summers' book on cancer. She also talks about cancer and how these people who have cancer, they have to take a ton of products to get better. And, you know, they say that 80% of the people are going to have cancer by 2030 if we don't start doing something to change the atmosphere. And the people need to speak up and talk and tell the governments no more, you know, that we have to empower ourselves and tell them that we can't tolerate it anymore, all of the poisoning of the air and the poisoning of the food. That these powerful people who are controlling us with money. So that's what's controlling us, is money. So if everybody at once can realize that this horrible disease has been created, and if they could just feel sorry for the people, they're suffering and they're dying from the disease. And if they're not dying, they want to die. Because when you have this, I wanted to die. I prayed so hard to die. I couldn't take it. It was such torture. And my husband would watch these horror movies. I don't even watch television. I'm pretty much pretty clean. I, you know, pray, and I'm just really spiritual, and my whole life is about God and helping. I help the poor, and I'm just not the person you would think who would get so sick, but it doesn't really matter. And if you look at the story of Job, we go through tests on this planet, and horrible things happen to us, and we just have to try to find help and be strong and walk through this planet and heal ourselves, you know, to learn, because no one's going to fix you. You got to do it on your own. You have to take responsibility for yourself and heal yourself. But I know you had asked me a couple times about the frequencies in my brain. You know, that's all I can basically tell you. It's pretty normal. You know, when people call, they got frequencies running through their body. They don't know what to do. And the only thing I noticed that will heal this for myself is by taking all of these nutritional products. And if they go to Gene's All Natural Products, they go online and they go to that company, they can look, they can hit a button on the left-hand side. It says Mites and Morgellons. You hit on that and you can see all the products I took. I don't put anything on that I didn't take. So Glutathione by Gerald's, You can get that at Jeans, or you can just Google it and get it online. That product you can get in the health food store. Cat's Claw Extract by now, you can get it at the health food store. Nutrisilver, you have to get it online if you want to take a colloidal silver. That one was the best one for this illness. But there's a lot of colloidal silvers online.
I just kept
taking all of these things, and finally, you know, I got my health back, but it was really trying hard to play around and trying to figure out, you know, which things would heal me. I know Gordon Stomp, I have a chapter on Gordon Stomp, and that's a sad story. He got it through his child, and the whole family got the wife, the husband, and the child, and he healed himself through enzymes, and he was a male nurse for 30 years, and he started getting instruments to look at the magnifying glasses and trying to figure out, putting the bacteria in slides and then trying to figure out what enzyme would heal and kill this bacteria. And he thought it was plant-based bacteria. And so he found enzymes that would help with this problem. So and originally he only had an enzyme that you sprayed on your body, and I loved that. You know, I'd put it in a spray bottle and add water. It'd go bad real fast. You had to refrigerate it. And I'd spray it all over my my body, not in your eyes, but in my hair. And that really helped me. And he also created an internal enzymes. But that's when the FDA, they came in with guns and they took down his whole company and took everything away from him. And he's facing prison time right now. He's in court. I don't know what's happened. But he was going to try to get out of it. He has a child and a wife, and he didn't want to go and stand up for, you know, he said something about not standing up for truth because of the fact that he'll go to prison. And he had to go around what they're accusing him of and try to get off so he could have his life back. But, you know, all of these things, like I write about so many people, and at least six people I write about were attacked by the FDA. And I call it being attacked when you start charging the people money. Like for instance, the Cedar Side company, the man who created that product, he was coming after by the FDA, and the FDA fined him, I think it was $1.8 million, something like that. I have it in my book, for putting on his webpage that his product, his Cedar product, helped with head lice. And so they fined him, you know, over $1 million just for saying that. So this is another way that for a natural product that didn't hurt anybody, you know, if it was true or wasn't true, you know, you just write to the company and you say, hey, you know, please don't write that. Or if it's against the law, you don't just go in and find somebody for over $1 million. I mean, that will ruin a company. And these governments, you know, how are we supposed to, people want to have businesses and they want to sell good products, and by them finding people this type of money will just take the company down and they won't be able to have a company anymore. And then there's taxes, you know, they don't get the taxes, they don't get the revenue. So we have a lot of problems here in the United States. You know, our jail system, I don't know if you know, are owned by some of them are owned by corporations. And then we have our prison systems are, they're made into slaves. The people in the prisons are made into slaves for all of the big companies to create their products.
So
you want to put more people in prison, right? Because you want to make money. So we have to really step back and say, let's not be about money anymore. Come on now. We have to stop this nonsense. Everybody at once has to come out and say, we're not going to do it anymore. It's hurting the people. It's hurting the poor people. It's making a disease. And I'm hoping that Morgellons disease is the one that says, hey, look here, you know, you see obviously that the people are lying. They're saying that there's no disease, but why do the people show photographs of fibers coming out of them? Why are they having weird brand new bugs that we've never seen on the earth before? Why is there sores all over these people's faces? Dr. Harper said that when people would come into his office that they would come in with veils over their head because their whole face was covered in sores. So we got a really big, big, big problem. I'm so happy that it's not happening in your country, in Australia, but in the United States, it's huge.
It seems to be tied up, Diane, with the GMO food as well. I guess that's another thing that people would need to know. You know,
they have to stop eating it.
Yeah, exactly. And this high corn fructose and sugar diet and Coca-Cola and fizzy drinks, you know, as you guys call them, sodas and McDonald's and junk food and white bread, all this type of sort of diet, you know, as well, but is going to make you sicker, but maybe encourage this. But from the research I've done, there seems to be a connection with eating GMO food and this Morgellons disease as well.
Absolutely, there's a huge connection. And if I eat GMO foods, I'll get vibrations running through my body, and which will keep me up at night, and my feet will start hurting. So I'm very, very sensitive to the agrobacterium that's still in the food. And they did show, I've researched it, where it's very hard to get agrobacterium off of your instruments. So when they're doing the gene slicing, they actually have to put the instruments in bleach to get rid of the bacteria on the tools. So you can imagine if it gets into the human body and it gets into the food, it's there. And then we eat it and it gets into us, and then we grow it. And we, you know, get other bacteria and bug bites. And all of a sudden, boom, you know, we have a huge disease from getting a bug bite, which normally wouldn't have given us an illness before. And all of a sudden, now we do have this illness. So, yes, I did talk to a man who was actually trying to sign petitions to stop the GMOs. He was at the health food store, and he told me he had contacted the Morgellons disease, and his son had it and his father had it. His son died of it. He said that when he would eat the GMO foods, that he had fibers growing out of his body and his father, and when they stopped the GMO foods, then the fibers stopped growing. And I know for myself, so everybody I tell across the board, do not eat the GMO foods. That is a big help. So,
and it's spreading, isn't it? Like we've got cases even here where the GMO crops planted are spreading onto organic farms, and it seems to have a hive mind where there's a low level, at least, intelligence there, where it's intentionally sort of spreading itself onto non-GMO farming communities, and they're getting it, and they can't get it out. And so you look at that with the fibers and what you're talking about, it all seems interconnected to me here.
Yes, I think that there's something being done to take down the immune system of man.
Yes, war on the human immunity. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, somebody's trying to really hurt the people. I don't understand why they would do anything like that, because that's not why we come here. But anyways, yeah, you can find so much research on it. You also see naturopathic doctors, medical doctors, all telling their patients, take out GMOs. I remember a girl who didn't have Morgellons disease, a friend of ours. She called me up and she says, Diane, she says, what should I do? I got liquid coming out of my ears at night. And I said, oh, you should stop eating GMOs. And then she went to her naturopathic doctor and he told her the same thing. So she did. And she said everything healed up just from taking the GMOs out and eating healthier and eating organic. So, yeah, so it's definitely, I feel it's dangerous to be messing around with the food system. We have a disease that was started called pellagra. And I think it was around 40, 50 years ago, there was pellagra disease. And are you aware of that disease at all?
I've heard of that, yeah.
Vaguely, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a disease that was started because we stopped using lime. When we dried the corn flour, we stopped using lime. And the Native American Indians here in the United States, when they dried the corn flour, they would use lime in it. And somehow it put some type of nutrient back in it, made it more usable for our bodies. And when we stopped using the lime and didn't copy what they did, we created a disease, pellagra disease. And you can go online and you can look up pellagra disease. It's P-E-L-L-A-G-R-A. And you can see the disease that was created. And all of this I have in my book. I have a photograph of the man who had the disease. And they came in and they just gave the man vitamins, and it completely healed him of the problem. And they said it was a problem with niacin, a B vitamin. And it was a lack of B vitamin. But anytime, you know, you're spraying these crops and you're spraying it with things to kill bugs, well, that spray gets in our food. And they're saying that, you know, our stomachs are manufacturing all of these weird bacteria that they're spraying to kill bugs. And then our body gets in our bodies and they're finding so much poisons in our body from all of the damage that they're doing to the crops. And yeah, everything has to be done naturally. And I talk about Mrs. Mrs. Obama, she's growing organic food at the White House. She was growing organic food. And we don't want to...
You get arrested, though.
We don't want to just have organic food for the rich, but yeah. the poor. And we as a people of this country, in this world, we're one world, one people now. Because with the internet, we're communicating with each other all over the world, and we can help each other. And we have to start thinking globally. And we have to help the poor. And we can't just think about ourselves and that we want organic and we don't want it for them. You know, that they allow GMOs. Our White House allows GMOs, but then they want to grow organically for themselves. I really feel, you know, highly for her. I think full respect for her that she wants to eat healthy. I think that's fantastic. But she needs to care, and Mr. and Mrs. Obama and the next president and our government and our Congress and all over the world, all the governments have to think about the poor, that we're responsible for all of the citizens here, not just your own family. Like, people only want to take care of themselves and their own family, but we have to take care of everybody. We can't be like that. It's not right. That's not why we come here. We come here to help each other. So that's what I'm trying to do, just to express ideas so we can move on and help people. But yeah, there's a lot of doctors and a lot of research online that you can see where people are asking, you know, like there's that Dr. Judy Carman. She did a big study where she found the inflammation in the pigs when they ate the GMO food. So yeah, so we can get away from GMO foods. We can eat organic. We can change things, you know, for instance, like we have Costco here. I don't know if you guys have Costco, but you can go into Costco and you get a big bag of carrots for $4 or $5. Huge. And that carrot bag will last you for months. And you can have, you know, raw carrots. That's a real good food for you. You can have cilantro. It's good for getting toxins out of you. But it's a time when you have this disease, you really have to be smart and you have to be aware and you have to do cleansing. You know, there's all sorts of cleanses on the internet that people can do. And you have to do bodybuilding with vitamins and just nutrients. You got to get your health back. And you got to pile high. And if you're not getting better, you add the garlic, you add the seaweed, iodine. You put in hemp seed. Hemp seed has 20 amino acids. I am a vegetarian. I have been for 23 years, and I'm happy being a vegetarian. In the beginning, you know, I didn't want to do it because – you know, I was addicted to it, but people told me if I would just become a vegetarian, I'd become healthier faster. So I said, okay, let me give it a try. And so I did, and my health came back. And I was much healthier 23 years ago. And so I stuck with that diet and still eating that way. And so there's things you can do that's in nature because we have so much access to the planet. Where before, you know, we didn't have access. We only had limited supply of food, but we have access to so much food now. We can go online and order food from another country if we want to. But hemp seed has 20 amino acids, and it's real good for you, and it's hemp seed powder I like.
Yeah,
and
you know that's illegal here to eat hemp seeds in Australia and New Zealand?
Oh, it's just a powder. It's just the...
Yeah,
it's
it's technically illegal to have eat any hemp seeds, even the powdered forms. But everybody does. I'm just saying.
That's interesting. Well, thank you for sharing that with me because
It says on the pack. It says, yeah, banned in Australia and New Zealand just for your general hemp meal that you put on cereal or seeds, whatever it is. But everyone still eats it. But it shows you how pathetic they are here. Defies belief. I guess you got, Diane, you were talking about the food because we're vegetarian predominantly here. I know Garth is totally, but I guess you got the problem with the animals eating the GMO food and that you're eating the meat, the pork, the chicken as well. And so if they're eating it and getting this, you're getting it as well through the food chain, which is another way of getting it.
Yes. And so I do have, there was a study and it was done by a chemical and light microscopic study on Morgellons disease, and it was done by a veterinarian, Marianne J. Metalstein, and Raphael Stricker. I hope I'm saying her name right. It's Raphael Stricker, something like that. Anyways, she published in the Journal of Clinical and Experimental Dermatology on May 16, 2012. And the reason why they did the study is because they found that the cows – that their feet had fibers growing out of them.
Mm, yeah.
And they put two and two together, and they wanted to see if there was some similarities. And they did find in both the parties that the humans and the cow had the spirochete bacteria. So the spirochete bacteria creates AIDS. It creates Lyme's disease too. So there's tons of spirochete.
We have that in Australia too, Diane, but the government aren't accepting it. But people are suffering, and they have to go to the United States and overseas to get treatment because they're not treating them here because the government's telling us we don't have Lyme's disease, but we do. We've got young people who can't get out of bed anymore. They've absolutely got it, yeah.
Yes, yes. I think Sunrise International, their products, Quinary, Cali, and Fortune Delight, helps them. I've seen that before. So that was published, and they did find some correlations. And you have to remember that the bees are getting mites too, right?
Yeah.
I think we've lost 40% of our bee population here.
We don't have it in Australia at all yet, the colony die-off. I think we're shipping bees to America and stuff, but we haven't seen it here, thank God. But
okay, so when the bees are getting bit by a mite, and I show that I have a chapter on the bees, and I show the mite that's biting them. You can see it in the picture because the bee is blown up. And when they get bit, they're getting multiple infections. So just like us, we getting bit, we're getting multiple infections in our body. So we're probably getting this spirochete bacteria in us. And that spirochete bacteria actually is magnetic too, which is weird.
Because the bees, Diane, they're obviously the pollinators. Without them, we don't survive. They're pollinating the planet too. And they're getting the mite as well. So it's targeting them. Seems intelligent in its nature, yeah.
Yeah, so the people who are listening to this, if they're in control, you know, you're killing the bees. The people are getting very sick. Everybody needs to step back and be honest and tell the truth and get things changed now. But the bats, you know, are pollinators. If we didn't have the bats, too, they're huge pollinators. And all of this will make food cost go extremely high if they don't start doing something to help the bees and the bats. And we'll lose our food. We'll lose a lot of our food.
If that happens, Diane, it seems to me that they're doing that to kill off the bees, so we don't have any choice but to grow their GMO food. That's the only food that will grow in our future world. That's what I'm seeing.
If the people are still existing.
Yeah. I mean, once you get rid of bees.
It's awful.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure they'll be able to grow this Frankenstein food because they designed it to be that way, you know. But, you know, just quickly looking at Australia, you know, we do have, Garth, I don't know if you know, Diane, with the Tasmanian devil, they've got a facial tumour disease in Tasmania and they're almost totally wiped out. It is a cancer. But the Tasmanian devils have got this devil facial tumor disease, and they just don't really know what it is, and they're almost extinct there in Tasmania. But you look at the logging companies, Garth, and the chemicals they're using. Tasmania has the purest air and water on Earth, and these animals now have these cancers all over their face. So it's that thing you were talking about, Diane, as well, with the chemicals that aren't meant to be there affecting the nature around us and getting all these new diseases popping up as well. So it's that's a huge problem, you know, in our waterways and rivers and creeks and oceans, all these chemicals being dumped in there. We don't know how our animals, insects, bees are going to react.
Yes. And it seems as if these corporations have so much power and the people don't have the power anymore.
No, they just do what they want.
They just do what they want, and they're controlling and then changing our laws to be able to make more money.
Yeah, it's exactly right. We have the live animal export trade in Australia. Australia is one of the cruelest countries in the world. Our government definitely are. We ship our cattle and our sheep to the Middle East, where they get, you know, bludgeoned to death and hacked up alive, and when we could be just doing it here and sending the frozen meat. But no, the Arab nations want it alive, so we're sending all these millions of poor animals. Most of them die on the ships. They get all these diseases, and then they kick them off over there in 50-degree heat, you know, and then drag them and slaughter them. Horrible slaughtering techniques. And our government's still doing this because mega agribusinesses are taking over our farms in Australia through the government, and there's money lubing all these pockets. And our small farms, family farms, organic farms that could be doing this and processing the meat here in Australia and creating jobs, they're all losing out because of these big mega agribusinesses. But we are having a win anyway with Monsanto. You know, we're hearing a lot of wins all over the world where people are pulling out and they're losing so much money. So I think, Diane, we can have a big party if we can get rid of Monsanto and watch them collapse in our lifetime. That will be a huge win for humanity, I think. I really can't wait for this. So I hope we see it.
Yeah, well, as a guy, he holds a patent that they're claiming that it could destroy Monsanto and change the world because it's a natural thing, and it's grown from mushrooms, I believe, and it's a pesticide. So that's going to be a very interesting outlook there to see what happens with him. Probably what will happen, he'll disappear.
Like the doctors, yeah.
Well, you know, the CDC and the FDA, all those people, if anybody gets up their noses, they sort of get ill and die or suddenly disappear. So there seems to be what a person like I would think, being a conspiracy theorist, I would say there is a conspiracy behind all this because they don't want these products out there. They don't want these people to do this.
Yeah, well, it's
as plain as the nose on your face.
It's amazing in nature, Diane, that with this terrible Morgellons, that nature still supplies these incredible medicines to heal us. It seems no matter how bad it gets, there's still something somewhere in nature, in the rainforest or wherever it is, that can still do the healing. It shows you how powerful nature is. Mm-hmm. You know, you talked about cat's claw and all these medicines from Peru and the Amazon. And, I mean, it goes on and on and on. Even as they destroy the tropical rainforests and destroy the environment around us, there's still these powerful healing tools in oils and plants. It's just amazing in general everyday products you can get pretty cheap from the supermarket. Even, you know, coconut oil and magnesium oil, all quite cheap. It goes on and on, you know, that we can use now.
Yeah, there's all different products. There's lavender oil that's good for this. There's peppermint oil.
Peppermint oil. And also I love the, rosemary oil. I think I love having rosemary oil around, just the smell. It's such a beautiful oil just to have on hand all the time. Yeah,
I started to use oils like taking rosemary and clove and oregano oil and mixing them together and putting it in a bottle and then just taking a drop and drinking it.
As well.
And that's powerful. And that was good for me. So, yeah, so I try to figure out all these ways of healing so it's inexpensive and that it helps me. But, so in the book that I wrote, at Jane's All Natural Products, you can buy the book or Amazon, and it's called Natural Ways for Healing Mites and Morgellons. And it has 8 different people's stories and how they healed. And people can go in there and they can get that book. And if they write to me, they go on to Jane's All Natural Products. You can see my email. They can have the book for free if they don't have the money for it. An ebook. It's a $6 ebook. And the book retails, the soft back copy is $13. But if they want the book for free, I'm not about money. So they can write to me. And I'll give them the ebook for free just to try to help them.
Yeah, you sent me a copy of that, and Garth has one. And I'll put the links for. Is that I'll put the Amazon link up today. Let me know the links you want to go up accompanying this podcast. I think we're ready to pack up now. Is there anywhere else to get the books? Is it just the hardcover on Amazon? It's not in. They can write to you and get the ebook, you mean?
Yeah, they can get it from Jane's All Natural Products and they get it at Barnes & Noble's.
And so and then the ebook, it's quite cheap and they can put that on their readers, yeah.
They can write to me at janesnaturalproducts@yahoo.com.
Got that.
And they can get that book, ebook for free.
Yeah. Okay, and also, as we said, Amazon. So is there anything else?
To go into the book and they can see, you know, what I did for my ears. You know, I did the tiger balm for my ears, and for my nose, I did neem oil, and, you know, every part of my body had to be something different, right? Because like your nose, you don't realize that it's so sensitive. Like you couldn't put oregano oil into your nose.
No,
neem oil from India is neem oil, and that's a wonderful, fabulous oil. And
I guess everyone's different, you know?
Yeah, and I use ionic foot baths. That helps. And so I just did so much wonderful things, Florabiotics, and it's from the doctor within, an acidophilist. You make sure you have a good acidophilist. Make sure you have a good enzyme.
Because the GMO food attacks your good stomach bacteria, doesn't it, as well?
It grows. And in the beginning, you have very smelly bowels. But I was able to heal all that. And all my saliva, everything went back to normal. Dr. Harper recommended Saccharomyces boulardii. It's an acidophilus to help, because you get diarrhea when you get this. So that was good. And just to stay positive, that just keep trying.
Did you get left with any scarring? Did you leave any scars, or it's all healed?
No, it all just healed. Yeah.
Wow, it just sort of went away.
It was amazing. And the NM Soothing Cream by Jean's All Natural Products. It's this absolutely amazing cream with 19 essential oils that really helped my skin.
Yeah, I'd say that cream just to soothe everything and help the skin heal would be a really powerful thing as well. And to keep going with it as well. Yeah, yeah. We got a great sort of Dr. Bronner's lavender cream. It's fantastic, yeah. Those things really work, yeah.
They're wonderful. All the natural oils that God put here is really wonderful.
People don't realize the power.
Aromatherapy. It's been blocked. Yeah, 70 years ago, you know, we had the medical doctors treat it with both. They used natural products for treating back then. And then all of a sudden, you know, they start not being allowed to treat with natural products anymore. But it goes back for thousands of years. 20,000 years we've been using natural products. If you look at Ayurvedic, they have it all in their scriptures and their Vedas. You can see all the natural products. They have tons of herbs that I haven't even dived into yet. I just start looking at them and buying them. I still try to buy products and look at things, and it's very interested in health. And you look at the Chinese. They had things that were written on manuscripts from way back then. They had even had it written on stone. So when the FDA says, hey, they haven't been researched, absolutely these products have been researched. They've been around for thousands of years. And you have to pay them $900,000 to research it. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So anyway, there's a lot of wonderful products out there. Even the Native American Indians here had a whole herbs and leaves and different things, how they healed the body. So these things have been around for a long time, and the drugs have only been around for a short time. So people have it all backwards.
Absolutely.
Natural is the way to go, to work with the immune system of the body, and never to do anything by putting a drug in that would cause a side effect. This is not logical.
It's
illogical, right?
Yeah, it's I don't know why, Garth. Maybe because I was just – there was a time – that I was really run down. This is about a month ago. I seemed to pick up like a bacterial chest infection. That's unlike me. I don't get sick at all. And I hadn't been able to get rid of it, Diane. It was really horrible, and it kept coming back and back. And I had all this muck on my chest, and I didn't want to take antibiotics. And I took a lot of, you know, olive leaf extract and vitamin C powder and stuff, but I couldn't shake it. And I went and saw a local homeopath, and she made this drops up for me. And the next morning, the difference was light and day. That's how much better I was. I was drier in my chest, and now it's gone. Homeopathic remedy. There you go. But they demonize it in Australia, yet it's good enough for the royal family to use. I mean, something's keeping the Queen alive. The Queen Mother, she still looks the same as when I was 12 years old, for God's sake. So, you know, they demonize the homeopaths here and naturopaths, Chinese medicine, even acupuncture, anything they can to push their drugs and vaccines. But homeopathy cured my wife's asthma, because she's from Chile, and she came here and she got very sick from dust mite. Which is another mite, and it's very bad in Sydney. And she got asthma. She couldn't breathe from the dust mite, and we didn't know what to do. And the homeopathic medicine has gotten rid of that. It got rid of it in like 2 weeks, and she doesn't really use her puffer anymore. So there you go. Incredible.
Yeah, Dr. Harper had used homeopathy for Jones disease for me, which I noticed a difference.
Yeah,
My husband had gotten really sick with some type of bronchial infection.
That's going around a lot.
He tried everything, healing himself. It was years ago. And he healed himself with a medical doctor who used homeopathy. So homeopathy has always been big here in the United States. I was raised with homeopathy. We never went to the doctors. My dad would get his little, homeopathy block out. He had this whole thing of homeopathy, and he would go through it and say, okay, this is what you need. And that's how we healed ourselves. We were never vaccinated as children.
Yeah.
My dad didn't believe in it, and I didn't vaccinate my children. I didn't believe in it. I had heard too many horror stories where their people's kid died. And yeah. In my first book, I write another book, too, called Think Before You Eat. And that was a book that I wrote 23 years ago on the very first illness I had. And I go through enzymes and why fresh foods are so good for you.
Yes, yeah.
But I have a chapter on vaccinations and how bad they are. So I've known this for 23 years, how bad they are. Back then, nobody believed me. And even still today, you tell people you shouldn't do that, vaccinate your kids. And they don't believe you. They're so caught up in the government, and they disbelieve people who are making money from them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's so terrible that they are so gullible.
Yeah, it's a propaganda campaign here, and people just believe in it. And it's really sad because, especially when you look at the autism rate being so high now in the United States, and we're getting it here, they're looking at 2025, like one in two or three kids are going to be autistic, and they're normalizing it, and it is far from normal.
Did you research MMS and autism? These women are going down to Mexico and using parasite cleanses and MMS, and they were healing their kids.
Yeah.
Did you see that? You can look it up, and of course they start getting in trouble.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, how about these parasite cleanses on your kids?
Unbelievable. Yeah, but interesting anyway that you mentioned live raw enzymes. I've been into that for years, and these aminos. That's why I think something like if you can get really clean raw bee pollen from the bees again, it's an amazing product. They freeze dry it and you have a few spoons a day. That's wonderful. But getting those, we're not getting it, are we? Especially with the soils, you know, the selenium and the minerals. We talk about that a lot, all these earth minerals. We're lucky in Australia from the deep, ancient bed lakes, we get this amazing organic magnesium oils that you spray on your body and rub it in. But you're right there with the live enzymes, you know, from the raw juices and stuff like that, and your berries and stuff. We're just not getting enough today with all the high carbohydrate diet, and people are eating cereals and breads and cheese and all this, and they're not getting that live food diet into them enough, and it's going to affect their health. So
and I was eating really healthy when I got that disease. I was eating organic and 80% raw, but I did eat my husband's corn. And he would bring it home and cook it, and I would cheat on eating that corn, and I knew it was GMO. My dad used to say, don't eat that corn, it's GMO.
It's the worst.
And I ate it anyways, and not knowing what GMO meant.
Oh, yeah, corn's an experiment. I mean, you can't call it corn anymore, like bread, like modern wheat, you know? I don't think you could really call it wheat anymore, just like Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't think they're chickens anymore. They're so modified. I'd say for people, if you're trying to get off bread, maybe try and get some good organic spelt bread, because that's sort of like a wild wheat that wasn't sort of tampered with as much. But you know, modern wheat, I'd totally give up if I was people and if I was listening out there. And also, it's setting you up for to get flus and have all this stuff coming out of your body. It's very mucus forming, the modern wheat, and we're eating too much. And I think if you can get off that, you'll really notice a difference. It really will help.
Get off a lot of the dairy products.
And the Doritos.
That are not organic. And the wheat, you have gluten-free bread.
Yeah, yes, as well. Yeah, we got a lot of that in Australia. We have the raw Racine breads, which are the sprouted breads, biodynamics and all this stuff. In Australia, we have great products. So very lucky to have this still, and it's still there to use. Get off the wheat. For sure, I couldn't recommend that enough. it's not good. And I know the Americans love the corn chips as well, like the Doritos and all that, and it's all GMO. And, it's a problem we have, Garth, in Australia, because we don't have GMO really in Australia, Diane, and that's good. But a lot of our foods will say made of mixed of Australian and a mixed of imported products, and there's no labeling laws. That's what we want here. So when you get that on your label, imported ingredients could be coming from China or anywhere, and that's GMO. you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you got to be very careful with what you eat. So I would say to people, cut down on your plastics, go to the markets, get your organic eggs and homemade breads, and really try and only get what you need from Costco or the supermarkets, and really limit that sort of GMO consumption, and get your book, Diane, and get into these natural remedies as well. And I would say, looking at your book and what you've put out there, to go and use some of these products anyway, even if you don't have Morgellons, because it will help you to keep it away. You know, it's something good to rub on every day and have in the house.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, yeah. So that's really good that you've done that anyway, and focusing on helping people. Because as I said, I can't imagine how much some of these poor people are suffering, not being able to sleep. It must be terrible for them. So it's good that you're offering this help for them. Absolutely. We, you know, I can't thank you enough for that. And we'll get this information out as best we can. I don't have a lot of money. I wish I could do more. But, you know, just talking and connecting helps people. And I hope people can get your book and get into this. Yeah. And let us know on Facebook. If you're in the United States, talk to us. Let us know if you have this and what you've done and what's going on. Because are you looking at doing any more books or any more research before we wind
no,
up?
No, no. This is pretty much it. Yeah, this is it. Hopefully there's no more. Now, I've written two books, and both of them were after having horrible illnesses and me thinking about other people and trying to be there to help them.
Is there something you want to write for yourself, maybe? Is there something you want to...
No, nothing. The books, I just came through me. I felt like I had to help
them out.
And, I'm not really a writer. I just was trying to put out information to help them.
I'm getting through the book. It's good. It's a good book.
Yeah, I like to read. I love to read books. And so I know kind of what I like, and I don't like people going to big details about subjects. So I like a little bit of information and not too much, just like what you're talking about before. And so it's done that way. So it's just a little bit of a story going through and a lot of good information. So there's information to help the people. So it's not like a scary book where you're showing so much of the disease. I didn't want to do that. I wanted just to be there to show people what products to use and why infrared light was good for them, why Max GXL would be good for you. So there's all sorts of information in the book.
Yeah, that's great. All right. That's really wonderful and really positive that you're doing that and helping. So great work.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for that. And hope people can get better. Because
yes, me too.
Yeah, that's I can only just move on and try and help people and get this information out, so we will do so. Is that all? You're happy with that?
That's good. All right, thank you so much.
That's great to have you. Good to speak with you. It's been really interesting, and yes. I'll put this up today and send you the link through, and
okay
all right. Wonderful. All the best, Diane.
Okay, have a good day.
Thanks very much. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, Garth. Just do a little bit more here to digest that. Really, really crazy stuff. So she's a great lady. She's sort of more focusing on helping people. And as I said, Garth, you know, some people who are sensitive and just get mosquito bites and itch until they bleed and burn all night, I can't imagine having that. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty lucky. You know, all these bites and things don't... I've got pretty tough skin, but I can't imagine having that, you know, all over your body and having that crawling under your skin and in your eyelids and feeling like it's in your brain. It must just absolutely drive people insane. So,
well, it would, yes, if they want to kill themselves, yes, it would be. There was would a, be very nasty, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there seems to be a lot of them do. They wish they were dead. But, yeah, well, that's what I think, you know, whether they'll trace it back or not, but some people are looking into it, I guess. But, you know, it seems odd that it's not – I don't think it's a natural disease.
No, well, there's plastic – coming off
it's to do with the plastics and that.
Yeah, I mean, it's it. Well, I got some quite a bit of papers here, and you know, this is sort of the best stuff I could find. It's definitely linked up with GMO food and GMO cotton, you know, that people are wearing. As Diane said, it got straight into her cotton couch. It gets into your cotton clothing. So, you know, Dr. Reema mentioned that, maybe last year when we had her on about the GMO cotton T-shirts and clothing we're wearing now, that it's got these fibers that are able to hook into your skin. So what does this mean, that you buy a T-shirt, it's sort of alive when it comes into contact with your skin, or what is already inside you? Because, I mean, it's our job here to try and look at both sides as well on why this could be. So, you know, we can focus on how to help and get that information out. But I'm sort of looking at stuff here, Garth. They're basically saying that it appears that we're dealing with an organism that transcends the structural existence that has been defined for life itself. They're saying the Morgellons condition appears, by the best information and analysis that they have to date, to be an orchestrated synthesis that crosses the lines of the three established domains of life on this planet. So it's definitely new, or something in nature maybe that they've weaponized. You know,
well, they're definitely experimenting.
But we don't know back, where it's coming from. Maybe the chemtrail sprays. We've heard that, but I can't be sure or prove it. So we're just sort of, we just can talk about it. But, I have noticed that up your way when I was last up there, because you have a lot of forest and, you know, you have the dividing range there, and they were spraying the whole mountain areas. And I've seen them down the south coast and the far south coast, all over the mountain areas where all the national parks are. They're spraying these chem sprays. It's just, when I was last up at your property, I driving back, there was dozens of them spraying the mountain forested areas there. And obviously something's getting into the fabric of life, and the soil and the water and the animals and the insects and the bees and the leaves and the trees, and then getting onto people. So Diane talking about this sort of electricity sort of feeling going through the brain means that it could be getting in, Garth, and communicating, on a nano level with this nano particulates as well. And this, as we said, ties up with HAARP and these frequencies in the atmosphere, the television set as well. Dr. Reema talked about that. Whatever we're breathing in, and this Morgellon seems to be a connection with the TV frequencies that are making people sick. So there's a lot here to go through as well. A lot.
Mm. You know? Well, they say that. Well, they've said anyway that it was early in the 17th century they discovered these fibers coming out of people. Well, that was what, about 1650 or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they, if you think about it, they didn't have the technology then, or did they?
Well, is it from this Earth, you know? Alien takeover?
This is quite a problem because it's here today, but, I mean, if these so-called scientists in the middle of the 17th century these growths coming out of people, That's a bit strange, isn't it?
Could be something that they discovered, and that they've been messing around with, that's of course very possible. So,
well,
you
go back to the book Frankenstein. You know, I mean, that the person who wrote that was a long while ago. I don't know. I really think that there's a lot of knowledge. They talk about John Dee and his offsider. I forget his name. He was a bit of a con man, but these people evidently did go through portholes and did communicate with other dimensional entities, if you like. There's no doubt they did do that, you know. And I don't know. And Michael Serien claims that that's where they got the technology from. Well, you know, John Dee was in Queen Victoria's time, which is, when was that? 18th century, wasn't it? I think. New window. Hello.
Yeah.
Queen, I'm just trying to think.
Well, they do write in the New Biology that, you know, evidence indicates and demonstrates that this condition, this Morgellons growth, is new and it transcends as a minimum the plant and animal boundaries. It doesn't seem to be part of nature. It doesn't fit in there, you know. And if there's sort of this plastics sort of coming off, as Diane said, it was all over a house, and when they were spraying it seems to be killing it, and it was dropping down everywhere. It seems to be maybe like it's some type of technology encased in some type of plastic, that it's
well, see, I don't know.
It can't be organic. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand. If it's organic, obviously it can be killed by these oils and things. But if it's sort of like a, if it's not of this earth and it's this, I don't know. I don't know how the oils are able to get in there and kill this stuff. But it does seem that it can't really be killed. That it does keep self-replicating. Maybe it knocks it out, but it comes back somewhere else. It's hard to say where it's going and where it is and where it's coming from, you know. If there are some parts where it's infecting people more, if you're better in a dry or colder climate, it's really hard to say. But they did say in the New Biology that it's in the fabric of nature, and they studied just potatoes and, you know, vegetables and all of this, and it was in all of this that they tested. So, you know, we say to eat organic food, but is it in that as well? It would obviously would be, you know. If it's in the fabric of nature, as I said. So we just don't know what its intentions are, why it's here, and what it's really going to do. If it has something to do with transhumanism, you know, as well, because we've mentioned.
Well, they're certainly working on it. I mean, they're working on the human DNA, not only the human, but the animal DNA as well. They've been working on that for a long, long time now.
A long time, yeah, yeah. So, whether
this is a byproduct of that, I don't know. But it doesn't seem like as though it's organic.
No.
It's organic to me anyway. But I mean, getting back to where they said that they first noted it in the middle of the 17th century, I mean, that's a bit odd. It must have been shelved then, but then, I don't know, were they experimenting with it then? I think that was in Diane's book.
Mm.
I think. I'll have to try and dig that up and see where I got it.
Well, I'll put as many links up today as I can, but, you know, you can do a lot of research. There's new classifications in regards to Morgellons and aerosol spraying. As I said, they're spraying something in the atmosphere. Some people claim that it's this nanoparticulates, this nanodust. And it just seems weird from what she was saying, how this stuff is just getting into people's bodies, like, and they can feel it moving around.
But what seems odd to me, the way she was talking, was that it sort of, it isolated itself around her and her house.
Yeah, it adapts. It adapts.
I mean, her husband didn't get it.
Yeah, it sort of picked her, didn't it?
Sort of picked her, and it was breeding off her.
It's weird. That's why we talked about the GMO food, but, you know.
She wasn't eating it.
Yeah, she was quite healthy.
So you know, if this thing maybe just certain people with certain, I don't know, with certain cellular structure or DNA or whatever it is being attacked more than others. Are they experimenting?
Yeah, and we don't know with these new genetically modified vaccines that they're producing. There's hundreds. These new GMO vaccines that are going into our children, you know, the GMO food, these fibers, this bacteria, this stuff seems all interconnected.
Well, it certainly does when the FDA and that...
they're closing down these people.
They're closing down anyone that wants to use a natural product against it.
So that can't just be random that they're doing that. There's a plan behind this.
Of course there is.
Yeah, there's something going on here. And, you know, this could be a takeover of the human species.
Well, that's what it is. Well, as I said, that I sent you that thing on Brave New World where the guy... he did a summary of it, and a lot of stuff I missed in the book that he brought up, but it was all the stuff was he wrote about, and he wrote about it. We would be test tube. Everybody would come from a test tube. Nobody would be allowed to breed. And he forecast that, so he was right up amongst the top level. And these are the level that came from the John Dee era, because he was a scientist. You know, it came from the scientific era of John Dee, and they claim that's why they suddenly started to create these universities. And they made them open to a lot of people in the earlier days to overcome a lot of the problems that they couldn't understand, because by educating broadly across the board, they could pick out the most highly intelligent people and then train them to suit themselves. So, you know, this was a suggestion why they did that. Because they couldn't understand the technology that they got from the so-called dimensional energies or people. I don't know who they were. They could have been
this
archons. It could be anyone. But
this,
I mean,
yeah, this new thing could be that. That's what it could be. It could be. It could be. You think about it. I mean, if a parasite was alien, this is just theory in its nature, and it got into human beings, then it would slowly change us to morph us into this, these other,
yeah, well,
entities.
I mean, if the archons are not organic, it makes a lot of sense,
especially, you know, with the breaking down of our minds, our morals, our goodness, our ethics, our love, our compassion, just breaking it down, and then introducing this. So, you know, it's...
Well, that's what they'll do with the test tube babies, you see. They will put into the oven, if you like, they'll put into the oven what they want to have produced. It won't be like two people have sex and then produce a child. It'll be that the computers will tell them what to put into the oven for what sort of a child they want. And it's transhumanism. It's, what are they going to create? They're going to create people that probably have no consciousness.
Yeah, well, yeah, machines. They have to break that part of us. That is spiritual in human beings. They need to break that down first before they can start this. So they're doing, it's a war on all angles.
Yeah, well, if you go back to even the oldest revolutions, the first thing they did was kill all the intellectuals. Now, that's the worst thing you can do in any country is go and kill your intellectuals. I mean, you need the brains for a start. I mean, it takes so long to create an intellectual, particularly, if they're useful. But today, they're destroying the intellectuals through the universities because they're brainwashing them. They're controlling and brainwashing them. And now they're going to do it eventually through a test tube so that you won't be an intellectual independently. You won't make decisions yourself. You will make decisions as per your DNA has been instructed.
And altered. It's crazy with this.
That's the way it's going.
It's crazy with the polymer sort of fiber optic material that's coming out of people's skin as well, because this is the Morgellons syndrome. That people are getting into their hair, skin, and eyes, and they're saying also what Diane talked about, that she had this sort of black dust or sand coming out of her, and they're talking about people getting pupils with like a black light as well. And we're getting all these things in Hollywood now, and I've put that up before, these Lady Gaga clips and film clips now where they're showing all this black slime and black sludge everywhere.
Terrible.
Yeah, you know, just engulfing people and going in people's mouths and eyes and all this stuff. So very strange as well. I don't want to take it too far there, but they're talking also about grape juice or red wine attracting the plastic out of the body, or, you know, swishing red wine or organic grape juice around in your mouth. This seems to encourage these fibers to come out of the mouth, and you can spit them out and see them, so people could try that as well. Drinking the grape juice and the wine seems to encourage the plastic out as well. People are talking about steaming their lungs with tea tree oil, using apple cider vinegar, miracle soaps, all these sort of things to get these things out. As we said, there's lots you can go on and research, and I'll put them up today. But unbelievable.
It is getting frightening because, you know, this is all real. I mean, this woman went through this, and she's involved with many others who are going through it currently. It's not a fantasy, as they first told us.
Psychosomatic. No, they're sick. It seems very bad in the US. So, and they've got a big GMO diet, so it seems to be making it worse. The GMO diet, I would absolutely say. But all this stuff, a lot of stuff that I've got here, Garth, as I read out, in regards to Morgellons is all documented. You know, the metals.
Yes.
And the plastics and also, as I said, the frequencies entering the body. And this fiber optic material, fibers, pseudo-life, parasitic sort of altered life forms has all been confirmed. The metals, the aluminum, the barium, titanium, and many others, they're all confirming that now as well. And biological compounds, they're confirming all this stuff that can morph virus, funguses, into tiny seedlings, they're saying, hide during therapy checkups, so they can't see it as well. So very, very hard to treat for these people as well.
Well, they've been mucking around with that. I can remember years ago, 40 years ago or more, when they were saying that they were working on creating this whatever it was that can go into the human body and
do the work. She talked about the frequency, so that's very interesting.
Would have been over 40 years ago.
These things are communicating. We did a podcast on mycoplasma as well. So this is all interconnected, the mycoplasma with the Morgellons, and we get the mycoplasma in nature, which, as I said, they could be weaponizing. we will wrap it up now. But I checked with Dr. Rima on this, and she's mentioned, of course, her because I'm reading about how beneficial colloidal silver is. So she has the nano silver, and I'll put that link up to buy that. She's talking about CBD, the cannabis oil. When that becomes legal, that'll help people a lot. But she also sells the silver gel, nano silver gel that people can rub on, and that would obviously be cooling and help a lot as well. I'm thinking taking the nano silver, ingesting it as well, it would help with these if people are suffering from it. I don't know, Garth, if we all have it in some way, that's the thing. So people have told me that they've seen on sunny days after spraying this metallic dust going everywhere as well, which could be another part here. This stuff could be in nature, and it's getting into our food and on people, and then the dust could be breathing that in, and it's connecting inside of us in our brains, and then sending signals out, information out from us from inside us. So we just don't know enough yet. But as I said, I'll put a whole bunch of links up here today, and I would say for people out there in Australia, if in particular, if they hear this and have it or have family or friends that have had this source, maybe contact us through the website or on Facebook and tell us about it. Leave any material or anything that you want, because I'd like to have a look. I haven't heard a lot of this happening in Australia, Garth. Seems that the Americans are being experimented on big time.
It looks that way.
Yeah, it does look that way. It looks quite scary. I think Diane was saying that the lady that gave her this these bugs or whatever they are was camping in Los Angeles somewhere. She went camping and got it. So very, very
strange. It's a bit scary.
a little bit, yeah. There was actually a film, I'll try and find, Garth, that was the director of the movie The Exorcist. Not something for Diane to watch, but it was his first film in a long time, and the movie was called Bug. I'm going to dig that up, and I'll send you the link so you can watch it, but it was like a guy, I think he was in the army, and he barred himself up in a house, and these women got in there with him, and he claimed he had all these insect, these bugs all over his bodies and in his eyeballs, and he went mad, and they didn't believe him. And he said they were crawling all over him, but there was nothing there. And he goes crazy in the film. So I'm just going to... I watched that a long time ago, but I didn't connect it up with this. So I'm going to watch that film again called Bug. It has Ashley Judd in it as well. If people have seen that movie or want to have a look, I'll put the link up. But maybe something they give the soldiers through the vaccines when they go over, Garth, as well. You don't know.
Mm.
Vaccinating them, and then they get these bugs all over them, and they're not being diagnosed with a doctor, and no one believes them, and it's in their blood. Can you imagine machine-like bugs crawling in your blood, Garth, and in the core of you, not just coming out of the pores of your skin, but being sort of behind your eyes and in your brain? And hearing these frequencies, it's almost like they're getting this stuff in you, and they're like tuning into you through harp or satellites or whatever technology they have. They're tuning into you like a radio, Garth, to get that right human frequency, so they can take us down. So very interesting as well, all of that. But we'll plug out today, Garth, and we'll be back again tomorrow. We've got a pretty busy week.
We
have a very controversial podcast tomorrow with Janice Barcelo on the dangers of ultrasounds on the growing fetus. And I'm going through this now. I'm horrified. It's happening to us. And so she's going to go through this. It's not something that's being told in Australia. So people are being told by doctors and these ultrasound clinics that it's completely harmless and safe. And they're getting the ultrasound done on their babies growing, and the fetus, obviously. And so she's going to talk about that. So an unmissable episode tomorrow, Garth, for people.
Mm.
And not something that's really being talked about or done. But we will be on again tomorrow with Janice. So we'll check back then.
That should be interesting, yes.
Yeah, and so we've got a pretty busy week. And then next week we have investigative reporter John Rappaport on. Around Wednesday, so a busy couple of weeks getting all that information out, plus today's podcast. We'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, mate. Talk to you then.
Okay.
Okay.